Hey everyone, we're coming at you with a short episode of Infinite Snap for this week. We will actually be back next week with a full episode of Infinite Snap. So we've just got a quick episode here today just to update you on everything that's happening. The holiday break is just finished. You know, we've had Christmas, we've had New Year's, but there was a massive update as always for the new season pass. So we're going to talk about the new cards coming, the new cards that we've got, the new location. We're going to talk about everything here now. So yeah, a short episode, but we'll be back with regular episodes weekly starting next week. So let's check it out. We've got the Savage Land Season Pass. So we've got Zabu is the brand new card that we've been given. I purchased the Season Pass straight away. This card is really, really cool. So Zabu is a 3 energy cost 2 power card, and his ability is ongoing. Your 4 cost cards cost 2 less. But the cards are minimum of 1 cost. So they have to be, they can never be 0. But I mean, this card is amazing. There's so many great 4 cost cards that we have in the game, but they can be played, I guess, in an awkward sort of time. Like you're playing 1 4 cost on turn 4. You know, you're getting value out of that card. I think of things like White Queen, Moon Girl, Shang-Chi, Enchantress. There's lots of good 4 cost cards. But Zabu means that you're playing 2 of them on turn 4, which is amazing. I mean, playing a Shang-Chi with, you know, killing a card, and, you know, you're also playing maybe a Typhoid Mary, something strong like that, is absolutely insane. And then, of course, turn 5, you can play another 2 4-cost cards, and essentially you could save them all till turn 6 and play 3 4-cost cards. It's pretty insane. I've been having tons of fun. There's a bunch of decks already floating around online. I will link a deck on the Twitter at Infinite Snap Pod. I'll link the deck that I've been playing right now, but having a ton of fun. But yeah, so that's Zabu, really, really cool card for the new season. We've got some powerful seasonal rewards. Of course, you get the season pass track. So we've got a bunch of cool variants. They're really, really cool variants, which we'll take a look at in a moment. 2 card backs. So obviously now, as we've seen, the card backs are in the season pass, not the ranked rewards. So I think it's a good thing. Anyone can, you know, even if you know you don't play the game that often, you can finish the season pass and get these cool card backs. I think it's a nice thing for more casual players. You know, of course, there's us hardcore players that are playing the game nonstop that, you know, generally will hit infinite no matter what. But I think it's a great change, to be honest. I mean, people grinding can still get that, get the calling cards and avatars, things like that, for hitting infinite. Maybe even, like, you know, maybe they should give an avatar and a calling card as the infinite reward, but I mean, that's up for debate. Some cool variant cards by Alex Hawley. A couple cool avatars to mimic the variants. And yeah, of course, you get Zabu, and you'll get a cool Zabu variant when you hit rank level 50. Now, as we've seen, we are now getting a new card every week, which I still think is absolutely insane. I mean, like, we've gone from a few cards here and there once a month to all of a sudden just this influx of cards, which is, I mean, it's not a bad thing at all by any means. It's great for the player base, especially those of us that have finished our pool 3 collections. So first up, we have Sauron, 3 cost card, 3 power. On reveal, remove the abilities from all ongoing cards in your hand and deck. This is pretty cool. I mean, this enables things like Typhoid Mary, Red Skull. You're just basically deleting those ongoings. Electro's another one where you can only play 1 card per turn. So Sauron will just delete all of those abilities, so you can just play those cards without fear of giving your opponent, I guess, a benefit. So I definitely can see Sauron dropping into those kinds of decks. So it's going to make those decks a little bit more powerful, I think. Pretty neat card. It's a bit niche as it's, you know, it's removing the abilities of your ongoing cards. So you're obviously only playing this in very specific decks. We've got Shanna, the She-Devil, on reveal, at a random 1 cost card to each location. It's a 4 cost card, 2 power. This is a really cool ability, random 1 cost card to each location. I mean, if you're playing Khazar, you know, you're playing like a Zoo deck with a bunch of 1 costs, playing this on turn 4, getting a bunch of 1 cost cards. It is interesting at 4 cost, you know, you're playing this instead of playing other 1 cost cards. But I mean, I guess this is one, you're playing 1 card for to get 3 cards. So I mean, it's good. I think it goes straight into like a Zoo deck. I'm not entirely sure of any other synergies that we would use this for that I can think off the top of my head, but I mean, again, a bit of a niche sort of use case, but I think it's still a really, really cool card. Looking forward to playing with that one. I feel like the Zoo decks have kind of dropped off as you get higher up in the ranks and higher in your pool of cards. So it'd be pretty cool to be able to, I guess, play a Kazaa sort of Zoo deck again. Next up, we have Dazzler. 4-cost card, 4 power. Ongoing, if you have 4 cards at each location, this gets +6 power. So you're getting a 10-cost card for you're getting a 10-power card for 4 energy. That's pretty neat. Filling all the locations can be pretty easily done consistently with, you know, low-cost decks. Another thing I think of is, I guess, Ultron. Maybe like a Patriot Ultron deck. Ultron spreads the... if you play Ultron as the 4th card at the location, the drones will get played at the other locations. So Dazzler will always get that +6. I guess that is a use that we could... I guess that is a way we could use Dazzler. So that'll be interesting. Can't think of anything else off the top of my head. So you essentially just have to fill all of your locations with cards, which, I mean, you can achieve that pretty consistently with specific decks. So again, another specific use case, Dazzler, but really, really cool card. This is the one I think is the most interesting of the 4, Shadow King. This is a 4-cost card, 3 power. On reveal, set all cards here to their original base power. I feel like this just counters, this counters decks with a lot of buffs. You know, I think of like a Patriot deck, Shadow King will win that location. If you can win at least one other location, then Shadow King could be really useful on turn 6. It is a 4-cost card, so you pair this with Zabu, you could play Shadow King and 2 other 4-cost cards on turn 6, which is pretty nuts. I think this is going to be really useful in countering those sort of decks that are aiming to just buff all their other cards. I feel like this will really shut down Patriot decks, and I guess really anything that's buffing Kazaa decks. Even things like Black Panther, you know, dropping this on a Black Panther is really going to hurt it. It's going to be interesting. I think Shadow King's going to be a very counter card. It's going to be a lot like Shang-Chi. Obviously, not as, you know, versatile, but I really think this is going to be a great card. Time will tell. I'm probably completely wrong, but really excited to see Shadow King in the game. So the card release schedule. So Silver Surfer has season pass is over. Silver Surfer will be added to Series 5 or Pool 5 on Jan 4th. Which will be the day after this episode is released. So Silver Surfer is now in Pool 5. Sauron will be Jan 10th. Chana will be January 17th. Dazzler the 24th. And Shadow King on the 31st. So we are getting Shadow King at the end of the month, but really, really excited for more new cards. Can't complain about more options. 5 brand new locations this season. Tons of variety coming. So we'll go through them. We've got Rickety Bridge. After each turn, if there is more than one card here, destroy them. So that's going to be really interesting. I mean, I guess you're only going to want to play one card here. So I guess, you know, your big strong finisher card. Or, of course, you've got ways to change Rickety Bridge, or you've got armor to stop things being destroyed. So depending on the deck you're playing, Rickety Bridge could basically mean nothing to you. Altar of Death, when you play a card here, destroy it to get +2 energy next turn. This is interesting. So I guess when you play a card here, it says destroy it to get +2 energy next turn. Is this giving you the option to destroy it, or you need to play a card and then play something to destroy it? That's the thing I'm a bit confused on. I would assume you play, because it says when you play a card here, destroy it to get +2 energy. So maybe it will ask you if you want to destroy it. I mean, I feel like so many locations just benefit destroy decks, so that'll be interesting to see how Altar of Death plays out. Eternity Range, after turn 3, add a rock to the losing player's side. This is an interesting one. I guess it's just clogging up. If you're losing, you're just clogging up your spaces more to make it harder to win that location. I feel like people will kind of just avoid Eternity Range until after turn 3. I don't think that one's going to impact us too heavily. Plunder Castle, only cards that cost 6 can be played here. That's going to be interesting. So only 6-cost cards can be played here. Again, you're playing your big finisher there to try and win. Of course, you've got ways to change that location, which I feel like people might be doing. Otherwise, you're just trying to outplay your opponent with your 6-cost cards. Obviously, if you have ways to discount your 6-cost cards. It's interesting, though. If you discount them, I guess they're not considered a 6-cost, so you can't play them at Plunder Castle. So it's going to be interesting to see how that one plays out as well. It's a very interesting mechanic. Collapsed Mine, fill this location with rocks. Skip a turn to destroy your rocks. Ooh, that's an interesting one. I think Collapsed Mine will work great for She-Hulk decks. just skip your turn, play She-Hulk. Well, I guess if Collapse Mine... So if Collapse Mine comes up on turn three, then you just play She-Hulk for free. But I guess that's a very niche sort of use. Sunspot will be great with Collapse Mine. You know, get some power into him. Get rid of all the rocks so you can play cards there. Or Patriot, just leave the rocks there. Play your Patriot cards and give him some big buffs, Kazar, things like that. So it'll be an interesting location, Collapse Mine. I actually think there'll be a few decks come out of that location for sure. So that's the five locations. Looking forward to playing with some of them. Some of them don't really interest me that much. We've got a bunch of brand new variants. Now, these are all very much themed around Savage Land. We've got She-Hulk, Enchantress, Shuri. These are really, really cool variants. Guys, if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, you can catch the video version on Spotify and YouTube. But if you are listening to the audio version of the podcast, head to the Twitter at Infinite Snap Pod. I will post all of these variants there for you guys to check out. So 20 plus new variants by notable artists, Dan Hip, Max Greki, and Giulio Rincioni. I think I pronounced that right. If you're a fan of fantasy art, comic book covers, card game art, or heavy metal album covers, this is your month, guys. That's awesome. 10 plus new variants by the legend Alex Hawley. Some of the favorites. They've written a list of their favorites. But yes, they're very gritty. We've got Sabretooth, White Tiger, and Kraven variants here as well. So I'm going to post all of these on the Twitter. They're real gritty, like jungles themed variants. Some of them are really, really cool. I really like the dulled down like colors. They're not super bright, vibrant variants. They're very gritty, and I reckon they're amazing. These are some of the coolest variants we've had so far, in my opinion. And then we've got a couple more bundles coming, and they've been going absolutely wild with the bundles since the global launch. We've got the Primal Masterpiece bundle. You're getting Sabretooth variant, a White Tiger variant, and Avatar for both of them. The Kraven variant, so these are the jungle variants. 155 boosters for Sabretooth, White Tiger, and Kraven, and 1,500 credits. So this is very much going to be a variant-themed bundle. If you want the variants, you're going to be buying it for that. And then we've got the dino-sized bundle. You get a Devil Dinosaur variant. Again, a gritty sort of jungle-themed variant. A title, Please Do Not Step On Me. 310 boosters for Devil Dinosaur and 5,000 credits. So it's looking like these bundles are heading more towards a variant-themed bundles rather than being credits. Rather than being, you know, collector's tokens, credits, things like that. These seem very centered around variants, which I think is a good thing if you're just buying the bundles for variants. I think that's fine. If you're being able to purchase bundles to get, you know, collector's tokens, get these things that, I guess, progress your collection by a lot, I feel like that can be a little bit awkward, you know, spending real money to just, you know, increase your chances of getting these cards, the, you know, Series 4, Series 5 cards. The way they're doing it right now, I think, is fine. Completely satisfied with these bundles, to be honest. Man, that is so much content coming to Marvel Snap this season. Tons of new cards, tons of new locations, more bundles, more everything. It's absolutely insane. Guys, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel at ShadowDTV. You can actually catch us live there for the podcast, as well as some videos here and there. So go and subscribe to there. And then, of course, if you're listening on your favorite podcasting platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, make sure you leave a review if you haven't. Just hit there, you know, hit 5 stars. You know, you can leave some comments on the Apple Podcasts. Would love to hear from you guys. And of course, follow us at Infinite Snap Pod on the Twitter. You'll be able to see all the, you'll be able to see these variants I'm going to post. You also, for each episode, you know, you'll know when the episodes go live, and you'll be able to see basically what we discussed during the episode, me and Justin, my co-host. We discuss all these different things and we post them all on the Infinite Snap Pod Twitter account. So you guys can see those if you are listening to the audio version. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us for this short episode. We will be live next week with a full episode of Infinite Snap. We're back for the year. Really excited for 2023. I'll catch you guys then.